What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, the PPPD. It's on right now. All things K-State, right on into it. Focusing on former K-State football players, one in particularly team who made it to the playoffs. That is the Miami Dolphins. And former K-State standout, Skylar Thompson, is in line right now. I'm recording this on early Thursday morning. Yes, so this will be out probably this weekend, probably more than likely Saturday. The Dolphins play on Sunday as they take on the Bills there. But yeah, Skylar Thompson, with all the quarterback issues that Miami Dolphins have had this year, and primarily to injuries, with, of course, Tua with two concussions in like 6 weeks, and Teddy Bridgewater, every time he steps on the field, he gets hurt. Leaves Skylar Thompson in there, and right now, at least as I'm sitting here recording this on Thursday morning, January 12th, 2023, Mike McDaniel said that he is in line to start, and if he does start, he will be the third former K-State QB to start a playoff game for the first time. You got to go back to, we're going old school, folks, on you here on the K-State Nation. 1982 when Steve Grogan, who is on the K-State Football Ring of Honor, made his start there as well. 1996, other years, 1976, 1978, and of course 82 there as well. And Steve Grogan played in the Super Bowl, and I think if that's correct here, Super Bowl 20. If that is correct there, I'm pretty sure that is, because somebody else tweeted it out yesterday. So I'm going to go along with that. You guys can correct me. Not on that. But 1985, but he did not start the game. So Steve Grogan, he was part of that team, but he did not start. That's what we're looking at right now, K-State Nation. So as I'm sitting here recording this, this will probably go out Saturday, a day before Skylar Thompson's Dolphins take on the task of going up to Buffalo and taking on the Buffalo Bills. And these two teams, they just met like a month ago. And in one of the more, I think it was during Christmas weekend. Yep, Christmas weekend in the snow, late. And the Buffalo Bills had to come from behind to beat the Miami Dolphins at that particular time. If I can go back here to find a score on my tab. Here, that's the Packers game there. Yes, so the final score of that game, if you go back to, what was week is that? Week 15, Bills 32, Dolphins 29 in that game. And the Dolphins led majority of this game, and Tua started this game. Of course, he's been dealing with concussions, and in my opinion, like you probably heard from the latest weekly edition podcast, he should sit out for the rest of the year. I don't care if it's the regular season or the playoffs or even the Super Bowl for that matter. You're sitting out for the rest of the year and worry about your health concerns going for the future. But yeah, for K-State Nation, Skylar Thompson, we got to be focusing on him, because against the Jets, he threw for 152 yards, no touchdowns or any picks. Very important there. Very important, because if he does make this start, you can't turn the ball over in the road. This is another high pressure level football, playoff football. It gets ratcheted up a little bit, more than a little bit. So especially when you're on the road in a hostile environment like the Buffalo Bills, and look, the Buffalo Bills have been through so much past 2 weeks or so. And of course, we're all still thinking about DeMar. Prayers for him. Continues his progress of his on track to recovery there as well. He was discharged from the Buffalo hospital either yesterday or on Tuesday afternoon, somewhere in there as well. So everything's looking up positively for DeMar Hamlin, and we got to continue to the Lord be with him as he's on the road. He begins his road, or really, it began that he was in the Cincinnati hospital. It continues the beginning process of his on-road to recovery there. But going up to a hostile environment in Buffalo, he got to be ready to play. And I think, obviously, Skylar Thompson's limited NFL experience thrust it into the situation. I'm sure he'll be ready to play, but I'm with everybody else. you got to rely on that running game. Raheem Mostert is a playoff veteran. The playoff run with the 49ers not too long ago. So, yeah, if Miami's going to upset the throne, Buffalo, and to deny them the opportunity of everybody saying, you know, Buffalo has the opportunity to get to the Super Bowl, not only that, but to finally break through those strong-ass chains and to win it. But Skylar Thompson right now, as I'm sitting here recording this on Thursday morning, getting ready for that critical playoff start. And I don't know how that weather is going to be. I haven't even checked the weather. Not that I'm not that concerned about it. I'm going to be inside here. It's going to be like 50 here this weekend here in Manhattan, Kansas, by the way. But yeah, so you're looking at a hostile environment, possibly some dealing with a little bit of weather and the crowd. So definitely. And it'll be different. It'll be Bridgewater, but for whatever reason, Teddy Bridgewater just having a tough time staying on the field every time he has an opportunity there as well. But a huge opportunity. Speaking of opportunity, huge opportunity for Skylar Thompson. Of course, he helped the Dolphins get into the playoffs. I mean, the game was sloppy. No touchdowns in that game all around between the Dolphins and the Jets. Field goal fest, and I believe there was a safety toward the end of that game. So they knocked out the Jets, and here they are with an opportunity to really kind of, for Skylar Thompson, to shock the world. And they're the first game on Sunday to kick off to continue the wild card of Bonanza weekend there with them, in the Bills up in Buffalo. Then you have the Giants and Vikings, who just played, I believe, in the same weekend as the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins. How funny is that? And then two teams that just played last week when the no quarterback Baltimore Ravens take on Joe Burrow in a scorching hot Cincinnati Bengals. We'll see how all this shakes out, but definitely get your popcorn ready because Skylar Thompson's preparing for more than likely his first ever NFL playoff start. If you're Skylar, you got to be thrilled from the great preseason that he had to snapping that. You're grabbing that third quarterback spot there in the preseason there after the preseason he had, and then continue to do what he's done, asking him to do every time a possible situation happens. Skylar's right there to clean things up the best thing he can, and now you're pretty much entering your most important game at this point anyway. It's win or go home. We're in playoff mode now. Most important game in your early NFL career for Skylar Thompson. Can he get any better than that? So I'm excited to see him get after it if he is named the starter, which it should be the starter for this game come Sunday afternoon. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever podcasts are found, where you listen to this on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're on Audio Boom and a few more other podcasts and places out there here in Manhattan, Kansas, part of the K-State family. Podcast. That's going to wrap it for the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Another edition of the Triple P Podcast in the books.